While citizens will not yet have to present photo ID, precinct captains countywide will be showing each voter a checklist of Viva-sanctioned forms of ID. Anyone lacking a proper form will be required to sign an affidavit of acknowledgement. This is according to County Elections Director Marvin McFadden, who says the county will then be submitting this information to the state.
There was an overwhelming amount of changes in 2013 legislation regarding Viva. I mean, that bill was 49 pages long. And one of the parts of the bill was that we are to step up our outreach programs to inform the public of these changes. So I would say compared to 2012, there is more effort on our part this year, but that's simply because there's more changes.
These include a shortened one-stop voting period, changes to absentee and provisional voting, and new requirements for 17-year-olds. McFadden says that while New Hanover County will be helping the state collect this new data, it will be up to the state to assist at-risk voters. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.